Very interesting. God's ways are so strange. Huh? This first story is about the Arab people. And the mystery is that God blesses them too. And that's quite a mystery. Ishmael was Abraham's firstborn. And Sarah saw that, was playing with them. You don't know what he was doing, you know, whether he was beating him up or, you know, but anyway. And she said, that one, good Jewish mother, right? That one is not going to have anything to do with my son's inheritance. And Abraham was very sad. God said, do not be distressed about the boy or about your slave woman. Heed the demands of Sarah, for it is through Isaac that your descendants will bear their name. So that's true. And that's the Jewish privilege to this day. As for the son of the slave woman, I will make a great nation of him also, since he too is your offspring. Now, the Muslims sometimes, they know the Bible, they read it, they sometimes have changed it a bit, you know, and said that the Jews changed it. That's that part of the world. But isn't it amazing that the Word of God says, your enemies are also beloved by me, and I will bless them. Isn't that amazing? So don't kill them. And if you do get in a war, at least be merciful. And then he sends Hagar away. I can't watch the child die. And it says, God heard the boy's cry. He's too young to, calling out himself except crying. God's messenger, that's the angel. What's wrong, Hagar? Don't be afraid. God has heard the boy's cry and this plight of his. Arise, lift up the boy and take him by the hand, and I will make of him a great nation. Now, these things happen to keep us a little bit humble. You know, there's ambiguity here, isn't there? And God's the source of it. What do you do with that? And it's still that way. It's so interesting, the subtlety and the challenge of particularly the Old Testament. You know, yes. He's going to be a wild ass of a man with his hand against everybody and everybody's hand against him. He's going to be a great bowman. And he's going to be at times your anger, your enemy and competitor. But I will make him a great nation. Don't worry, Abraham. Your son will inherit, you know. Isn't that? And it should be a meditation sometime that we just don't divide the world into good guys and bad guys. And if you want sometime, make a list of the righteous pagans in the Old Testament. You know, Job, Daniel, these are not Jews. It's amazing. One place in Ezekiel where God says, even if Job and Daniel and, I forgot the third, all non-Israelites were to intercede, I wouldn't hear this people. But the three great examples of people he might listen to were all non-Jews. That's good for us to hear, you know. As this story goes through, you know, this is the Word of God to us. And it's very important. So these are not primitive tales, you see. They're the Word of God. Then in the gospel, again, non-Jews. But this time, it's over in the territory of the Gadarenes, or, as Mark says, the Gerasenes. On the other side of the lake, pagan territory. Sort of the Las Vegas of that part of the world. And so, no surprise, there's a bunch of demoniacs over there. And Matthew keeps the story very, very short. Just the power of Jesus to come into that situation and give them a chance. But they don't want the chance. Would you please get out of here? You know, we're doing fine. You know, a few demons around, you know, but we're doing fine. That's the ambiguity that happens when there's real evil. Gerasa, the name of the Gadara and Gerasa are two different places, but maybe the Gadarene region was big enough to include the city of Gerasa. In any event, it was the Las Vegas of that part of the world. And so people get so stuck in that way of life that even were a miracle to be done in their midst, they couldn't handle it. No, no, get out of here. We just want to be the way we are. Which is despair. But that's where we're heading as a nation, isn't it? Don't bother us. We want to be just the way we are. And that's very dangerous. But we never give up. Because love is still the most powerful force in the world. And the Lord has many friends down in those tough areas of Washington or New York. And not the tough areas are not only the poor areas. I mean, around the seats of government or the seats of money. They're more likely to say, thanks, but no thanks. So it's, as often happens with the scriptures, they teach us about life and how to look on life. That's what we have today.